This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Trade Commission has proposed a ban on non-compete clauses, those terms of employment that prevent people leaving to work for the competition or to start a competitive business. If enacted, this would be a sweeping overhaul of work in America. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
The FTC estimates 1 in 5 Americans work under non-compete clauses that cost them up to $300 billion in lost wages. Elizabeth Wilkins directs the FTC's Office of Policy Planning.
It can be a real problem for folks who are looking to find a job with a better wage, with better healthcare benefits, more flexibility for their families.
The proposed rule would nullify all existing non-compete clauses and ban them for future employees and independent contractors. Wilkins says that would also benefit consumers.
Non-competes hamper innovation by restricting the flow of knowledge across competitors.
Non-competes are most common in high-skilled fields like engineering, but law professor Orly Lobel at the University of San Diego says they've also become increasingly prevalent in low-wage work.
Camp counselors, yoga instructors, warehouse employees.
Many employers argue that non-compete clauses are the most effective way of keeping sensitive information in-house. Other legal protections for safeguarding trade secrets are just difficult to enforce, says Carolyn Lutke at the law firm Munger, Tolles & Olson.
Or you're going to have to show that someone stole something, and that's obviously much harder to prove than just proving someone went to a competitor.
Should the FTC's proposal become a rule, experts say legal challenges are likely. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.